Lesson 1. Track 3.
Yes, Dan, you have your hand up. What's the problem? Do you have a question?
Yes, I do, miss. I need to complete this graphic organizer to compare two places, but I don't know how to do it. Can you help me?
Yes, of course, Dan. You just need to put the information in the right place. It's not as difficult as you think.
Okay, that's good. So where do I start?
So, the first thing to do is to write the two things you want to compare and contrast at the top. Let me just check that everyone knows what compare and contrast means. Alicia, can you tell me?
Yes, miss. When you compare and contrast two things, you look at the similarities and differences between them.
That's right, Alicia. And why do we need to compare and contrast things? Todd?
So we can decide which one to choose or which one is best?
Correct. We usually compare and contrast things so we can make a choice between them. So, let's look at the graphic organizer again. Follow these steps. Write the two places, or destinations, in the boxes at the top. Then, underneath, write the ways they are the same. You use as plus adjective plus as to do this. For example, the historic center of Puebla is as interesting as the historic center of Mazatlan. Is that clear?
Yes, that's clear. And what do we write in the boxes at the bottom?
So those boxes are where you write the differences. The small boxes in the middle tell you the topic. So the first topic to think about is... anyone?
The area or the location?
Yes, good. So you write the things that are different about the area or location in those boxes. You also write information about accommodation and the things to do or see. Okay, Dan? Does that help?
Yes. Thanks, miss.
Great. So work in pairs now and...